This is part two of the oral history interview with Walt Schroeder. Walt, we were when we broke, you were talking about your service and career, and you were in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe could you talk a little bit about your family? I know you're interested in genealogy and family mm-hmm. history.
Well, my entire family, all my ancestors are from Germany, in one era or another. Some of them coming here two or three generations ago, some of them just one or two generations ago. And so Germany had a special interest to me. And while I was stationed over there, I had a chance to visit with a cousin once or twice removed in Bremerhaven and get some information about the family there. And I didn't know too much. I hadn't done my genealogy work very much before that, and so I didn't know where the rest of the family came from. It wasn't until we went back, Sally and I went back after my sabbatical, that I knew some of the towns and were able to get to some of them, where we ran into people that had known my great-grandfather, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Several of them were in the eastern German section, the Russian zone, so even then we could not get across to see them.
Mm-hmm.
So it was an exciting experience to experience what my ancestors, where they had lived,
mm-hmm.
coming from that country over there.
And so you were able to trace back your family history?
Yes, traced it back. When I got back after being there, I increased my interest in the family history. Did a lot of it while I was during sabbatical leave. I did a lot of work at Wisconsin. They have a wonderful genealogical library there on weekends or when I had time. And I found out where a lot of the family had come from, and I was very fortunate to find two branches of the family that had Von in their name, which means they were, you know, kind of upper class.
Mm-hmm.
And in those cases, they had, came up with the word is in German, but it's a family history already written. And I got one of them, went back to the year 12,090, or 1290, and got it translated and got my family history all the way back to that generation.
Mm-hmm.
And then also did Sally's at the same time and got hers back to the pre-Revolutionary War days.
Mm-hmm.
And in some parts of England and Germany.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a combined genealogy of both of our families together.
Mm-hmm.
So it was kind of fun to work on that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. When you came back then to the United States after you finished your mm-hmm. service, did you come back then to Coos County?
Yes, I did. Yeah. We came back to Fort Lewis. Our outfit, all the Western Coast guys, flew from Fort Benning back to Fort Lewis, and we were discharged there. But we were told that you got to be here by next such and such a day, which is a week away. Just hang around. And we said, wait a minute, now we're close to home. We're not going to just hang around here for 7 days when we need to be here on that day to get discharged. So a lot of us just headed for home. Nothing ever came of it. We were never charged with anything. So, and I was hitchhiking, wearing uniform, and of course, my one ride dropped me off at Salem, right close to the fairgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, "Hey, I'm going to stop and see some of my old friends on the way back from Germany." So I went to the 4-H building, which was a real old building on the fairgrounds, and one of my friends, the gal who was a 4-H agent in Lane County, brought this young, good-looking young lady over to me and said, "Walt, this is Sally Hart. She's out here from Nebraska." And, "Well, hello, how are you?" And
mm-hmm.
and then shortly after, we had annual conference and found out that she liked to sing and liked square dancing and folk dancing. So I invited her out to a folk dance in Corvallis that night.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing led to another, and pretty soon we were married.
We
were married 54 years now,
yeah.
or better.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And Sally herself was 4-H.
Yeah, she was a home extension agent in Nebraska for 2 years,
mm-hmm.
doing 4-H and home economics.
Mm-hmm.
And then she came to Clackamas County as 4-H agent.
Mm-hmm.
And they had 8 agents at that time in Clackamas County. And so she worked there. So it was a long drive from Coquille on the old highway. I-5 wasn't in then.
Mm-hmm.
The old highway all the way up to Oregon City on weekends to see her. That was a long way to go,
yeah.
but it was worth it.
Yeah, okay. So, when did you get married then?
April of
1953. 53.
Yeah. We met in, December, no, actually met at that state fair, which was early September
mm-hmm.
in 52.
Mm-hmm.
And so, less than a year later, we were married.
Okay.
And,
so, was it common or for for a married couple both be working for the Extension Service?
No, at that time, you could not both be working for Extension. Husband and wife could not be working for Extension, not only in the same county, but even in neighboring counties.
Okay.
And later on, that policy changed, and it was after it was too late to do anything for us.
Mm-hmm.
And so they did have agents working in neighboring counties that were married,
mm-hmm.
and in some cases, even the same county.
Mm-hmm.
Which I can understand why that shouldn't be, because if you have problems at home, you bring them to the office, and that's no good either.
Mm-hmm.
So there was reason for having that ruling.
Mm-hmm. But, so what kind of work did you do in Coos County then?
Well, it was primarily 4-H work, doing all the different activities that
mm-hmm.
In 4-H,
mm-hmm.
County fairs, camps, tours, and that kind of stuff. And I also was assigned the small animals component. There are a few people that grew, they raised mink and rabbits in Coos County, so I worked with that group
mm-hmm.
on a very limited basis.
Mm-hmm.
But so that was my experience in ag in Coos County, more
mm-hmm.
or less. And then we did tour, the agents themselves toured other counties to see what was going on in the various programs.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had a chance to participate in that, too.
Mm-hmm.
And that was one of my earliest introductions to Curry County, even though we had studied some things in farm management
mm-hmm.
about Curry County land use work
mm-hmm.
in college.
So how long did you stay in Coos County then?
Well, I started in 49, was drafted in 50, went back in 52, and then stayed there till 56 when my sabbatical
okay.
came due. And so I took an opportunity to go back to school. We were married, but we didn't have any children at the time, which was an ideal time to do it. And the word was going around that pretty soon all extension agents are going to have a master's degree or a PhD.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just saw the handwriting on the wall and figured this is the time to do it.
Okay.
So I applied for sabbatical and was offered sabbatical. Went back to the University of Wisconsin at Madison, Wisconsin. And there were several of us from Oregon back there. And had a wonderful time there, a good experience, good classes, good programs.
Mm-hmm.
So enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, another thing we did in Coos County, we had an old exhibit building that we were using. It was very, very poor for 4-H exhibits. And so, in fact, our first week after our honeymoon, we went down on a work party to help put this new building up.
Mm.
So it was a pretty good-sized building, probably 100 by 200-foot building that volunteers put together. We had some of the guys ran cats, and they cleared the ground and got donations of lumber from the different companies and all kinds of equipment. And we built that building over a period of that summer.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a great experience and a great accomplishment. That building is still being used by 4-H up there now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. When you were in Wisconsin, what did you study then for your master's?
I had a number of classes, principles of extension, any number of courses that would be helpful in extension work, working with people, news releases, media relationships, any number of things like that. And I had a graduate assistantship that helped pay a little bit towards my expenses.
Mm-hmm.
And I was working in the Department of Rural Sociology on a study of farmers and their involvement in extension.
Mm-hmm.
It was a large, large study. I had just one portion of it to do. And it was very interesting to do that.
Mm-hmm. How long were you there then?
About 9 months.
Uh-huh.
We got back there in September and we left there in June. I guess that's about 9 months or thereabouts. Didn't even wait to get my degree. They sent it to me afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
But we wanted to go to Europe. And Sally had been working as a home agent in the neighboring county.
Mm-hmm.
And so we ordered...
In Wisconsin.
In Wisconsin, yeah. So we ordered a car to be delivered in England and picked it up and just drove all around England, Scotland, Ireland, Norway, Sweden, Denmark, Germany, Austria, Switzerland, France, and Belgium, Luxembourg.
Yeah.
Had a great time traveling on our own,
mm-hmm.
which was frustrating for Sally because if you're on a tour, everything's taken care of. You know you're going to have your next meal and where you're going to stay overnight. But we just played it by ear. Every night we have to find a place to eat and a place to stay.
Uh-huh.
So we stayed in the hostels, campgrounds, hotels, motels, and one night, much to her chagrin, we stayed overnight in a roadside work building, a work shack, And she was concerned that workmen were going to come and find us in there. But it was raining, and so we just stopped. The door was open, and we went in. There were a couple benches we slept on. Yeah. So we had a great time.
Okay. And you also then visited family then?
Visited families over there that we knew from the IFE programs here in this country, as well as from friends, recommendations from friends. And we visited a lot of agricultural opportunities over there, too, including several extension offices to see how they were operating extension in those countries.
Could you explain what this IFE program was?
Yeah, the International Farm Youth Exchange Program. It started about 1951, where young Americans were sent over to foreign countries. They were the 4-H club members that were sent over to foreign countries to learn about agriculture and 4-H in those countries. And by the same token, those from other countries came here. Mm-hmm. And so one of our trips in to Northern Ireland was an International Farm Youth Exchange student who had been in Sally's County in Nebraska.
Okay.
And had that relationship, and so we stayed with them for 3 days on their farm in Northern Ireland and had tours and saw things that the normal citizen or normal tourist would not see. Mm-hmm. So, and that was true with staying with the friends of friends in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
Got to see things we wouldn't see otherwise, and in Denmark as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a great experience.
Yeah. So the extension service in Germany, was it called the same?
I mean, it was similar to it. It was called Landjugend und Beratungsdienst, which means land youth and land youth, agricultural youth, and farm service type thing. And so they had similar bulletins to what we had, and very similar operations. I think they learned a lot from America.
And that was probably a result of the occupation.
Of the occupation, yeah, right.
So, when you came back to the United States then, after your trip in Europe, did you go back to Coos County then?
No, we did not go back to Coos County. When I came back from the service, yes, we went to Coos County, but after I came back from the graduate work,
okay.
We came back and they had an opening at Florence. There was no extension office there, so it was a pioneer opportunity. Florence was part of Lane County, but it was so far away that the agents didn't get over there very often. It was just a very primitive road over there called Route F. In the meantime, they improved the road, so after 4 or 5 years, they closed that office down. Mm-hmm. But in the meantime, I had the opportunity to work with a home agent in that office to set up 4-H programs, agricultural home economics programs, and we increased the 4-H enrollment by thousands of percentage because before they only made one or two clubs that we got 8 or 10 or different clubs going over there at that time because it was virgin ground and it was very easy to get a lot of 4-H clubs going.
Mm-hmm.
So it sounds like a lot, but it was a case where there had not been that much opportunity before. Even though the agents were good out of Eugene, they didn't get over there that much.
Mm-hmm.
But the first-hand experience being on the ground made a difference.
Mm-hmm.
So, and while we were in Florence, our two oldest sons were born.
Mm-hmm.
So we had a lot of things to remember about Florence.
Uh-huh. So how long were you in, did you stay in Florence then?
Probably about 4 years, I think it was, a little over 4 years. And then, as I say, the highway got better, and so it was easier to get over and back and forth. Got paved, got a tunnel, made it a lot easier to get back and forth, and so they closed the office there for a while. I guess they opened up a little bit later again, but I think they closed it again after that. So, but that was another experience.
Mm-hmm. And then you moved on into Corvallis?
Yes. When they closed the office, they offered me, county positions opened. So they made me agent at large, extension agent at large, which was a kind of a floating thing. They mark time while you're doing something worthwhile, but you're not assigned to any county. And while there, I had done quite a bit of work in Coos County and Western Lane about getting 4-H camps organized. And apparently they needed somebody to help statewide, and so I was asked to help develop 4-H camps and help train the agents and those who are already going all over the state of Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had a chance to travel east to west, north to south, all over Oregon, organizing and helping agents with 4-H camps. Another one was working on school forest conservation tours, which was to help give kids good environmental education about the proper use, the wise use or conservation of our forests. And I wrote several publications on that, working with Charlie Ross, who was Extension Forester, and went out and worked on a number of the things, helping the agents get them started. Then I also, at the same time, worked with Charlie Ross in writing 4-H forestry bulletins. And I authored the 4-H master, let's see what they call it. It was an advanced 4-H forestry program. So I had a lot of fun doing that, too. And then outdoor recreation. Extension was just getting into outdoor recreation. And so I had a chance to do that. And one of my fine memories of that was being invited back to Washington, D.C. There were five recreation people from the United States invited back to advise the Department of Agriculture Extension Service what to do in outdoor recreation. So again, I had a chance to meet with guys from Florida, Georgia, to Wisconsin, all over the nation, mm-hmm. working on outdoor recreation and Extension's role in that area.
Was that related then? You said you had 4-H camps when you took the young people out. These were summer camps?
They were summer 4-H summer camps, yeah.
And throughout the state, or where did you go?
Well, they were individual counties that had them, or they would be combined. Umatilla County, Central Oregon counties joined together. There were counties all over the state that had 4-H camps. They were just starting them up or needed a little bit of help getting them going. And that's similar to a typical with Extension. You meet with an awful lot of people that are doing a lot of things, and you gather the good ideas, and you can spread those out to other people. And so that was my role in the 4-H program, camping program, to take good ideas and share them with the agents to improve their camps.
Now, were those camps different then? You talked about the recreation program.
Yeah.
Those were two different.
They were two different things, yeah. Right.
You know, because you had the ability to, or the opportunity to travel to Washington, D.C., and mm-hmm. Did that give you a perspective about the 4-H in Oregon?
Yes. Helby reminded me that we had the best 4-H program, but pretty near in the States.
Yeah. Why was that?
Because of the people involved, the leadership involved, the Extension staff, the 4-H leaders, and every state had good programs. They were all different. We had what we call project clubs here in Oregon, and they were just centered around one particular project. In a lot of the states, they were community clubs, so they had all different kinds of projects in one group, or maybe an individual leader responsible for each phase of it. Mm-hmm. Somebody in the livestock end, somebody in the home ec end. Oregon had some of those community clubs where there's not enough people to have individual clubs, but we had an excellent 4-H program, and I think it was largely because of the people on the state staff and our county staffs.
Mm-hmm. I know you've written some books, and one of the books you showed me, I was looking through, or no, it, I'm sorry, you put together a slideshow about
marketing,
or there was about, you talked about all the different county agents, that you mentioned
right.
them in different counties
yeah.
and the programs they worked on. And I think you talked in there about Mr. Ballard.
Yes.
And his, could you talk a little bit about that? I think
Mr. Ballard was a genius at working with people and knowing which direction, he was a visionary and knew which direction Extension should go. And he inculcated that in all of his assistant directors, associate directors, and in the staff. Mm-hmm. And I don't know of anyone in the staff that did not idolize Mr. Ballard. Because he was a down-to-earth farm boy, just did a wonderful job of working with agents, treating them like human beings, and just a real great guy.
Mm-hmm.
And so all of us had a lot of respect for Mr. Ballard. And some of the directors after that, too, were good, but he was a special individual.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I think I only worked for, I'm not sure when Frank retired, but I remember I went to his retirement dinner, and so I probably worked with him for a very short time, but I was just a small fish in the big pond, and so mm-hmm. probably he didn't maybe know who I was,
mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
but I knew who he was.
Yeah. In your work as an agent, could you talk a little bit about your relationship? On the one hand, your relationship with Corvallis, with the main office in Corvallis, mm-hmm. and the area specialists. But then also your relationship with the farmers and the people you worked with in the counties.
Okay, as far as the state, we got along just beautifully with almost every specialist. They were down-to-earth individuals and came down and helped you when you needed them. Mm-hmm. There were a few that a little difficult to get them to come down and help sometimes because we're a faraway county. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, they were just very helpful, 4-H-wise as well as agricultural-wise, and I'm sure the home agents had the same good experiences with the agents, with the specialists. And then and the specialists were knowledgeable, and they would share their knowledge with you, and they come down and help you with programs. Mm-hmm. We had numbers of specialists come down and share the information with our people. We'd set up meetings and have them down to share. And then working with the individuals, I think I mentioned this off the record the other day, that it's wise to get the smell of the hive before you start really pushing yourself around in the county. Mm-hmm. I've seen too many people come into, not necessarily extension, but come into a county and say, this is the way it's going to be, this is the way it's going to be, without getting a feel of what the community is all about. And I think that's very important, to get the smell of the hive, so to speak, to know what that county needs. We did that through advisory committees. We had 4-H advisory committees, home ec advisory, livestock advisory, and overall extension advisory councils. And those people were students of the land. They knew what was going on locally, and so they could help you get your feet on the ground and say, this is where we've been going, this is where we need to go. And they were usually some of the top individuals. Mm-hmm. And there are, for example, there are good farmers and there are bad farmers. And you usually try to pick out the ones that were really visionaries and knew what they were doing. Mm-hmm. And then hopefully bring along some of the rest of them. Mm-hmm. And that's the job of extension, is to bring them along.
I just wanted to say that maybe you better turn me off.
Okay. No, this is Sally. This is Walt's wife, and she wants to...
I'm listening. Well, I just wanted to, and this is aside from, but when Walt was in the legislature, he adopted this same pattern of getting input from the district into his legislative decisions. He had advisory groups. He had an overall advisory group that he met with, and he had a reputation in the legislature for getting the most input from constituents. Mm-hmm. In the whole state.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was the principle that he operated on in the legislature, and worked very well there too. And I think our people in our district were more knowledgeable about what was going on in the legislature because of his reaching out and sending bills out for the evaluation. Mm-hmm. of his advisory groups in that area of what was being considered.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a good system. Mm-hmm. It works in other areas than extension.
Yeah, and so that's one thing that you developed from extension.
Yes.
Was mm-hmm. listening to the farmers and your...
Right. And I think I mentioned earlier off the record that when I first came to the county, I spent time visiting, going up and down roads, visiting with the farmers.
Uh-huh.
And seeing what their concerns were and how extension could help them.
Okay.
And I think that stood in good stead, too.
So when you worked, so you were an agent at large?
Yes,
for several years.
About 2 years, I guess.
Okay. And then where did you move next?
Then we went to Washington County. I loved the work I was doing. I stayed there until we got a major project done, which was a camping workshop for the entire state of Oregon. We had a thing up at Camp Adams in Clackamas County, I believe it was, where we brought agents from all over Oregon and had a camping workshop. And I wanted to get that done, along with Lois Redmond, who was on the state 4-H staff. Mm-hmm. Before I left that position. And the position was closing out because they had some county openings at that time. And one of them was Washington County, which is a wonderful agricultural county and a very difficult one to follow because one of the top 4-H agents in the states was there,
mm-hmm.
Joe Cox, who later became extension director. And he was a wonderful guy, but a very difficult one to follow because he was so well-loved. But we managed to get by.
Mm-hmm. And then you, after Washington County, you came back to the coast.
Yes, right. Then I was offered a position as chairman of the Curry County Extension Office. and that was in 67. And so I jumped at that opportunity to get back on the coast. And frankly, the state agent at large job was at Goodland, but it was a little different from a county agent. And that's one reason I prefer county work, because you're working directly with the people who are your clientele, mm-hmm. whereas on the state staff, you're working primarily with other agents who are also people, but it's a little different situation, a different relationship. Mm-hmm. And I preferred working directly with the people rather than just working with other agents, okay. even though that was a good experience. But
So then you stayed here in Curry County in Gold Beach?
Yes, for 16 years before I retired.
Yeah. And of course, then you stayed here.
Yes,
since then.
And we stayed here since then. So, been here 40 years now, 16 years as extension agent, and retired 24 years. Okay. And of course, the thing that was beautiful about that is that you were far enough away from Corvallis, it didn't bother you too much.
Yeah.
But another thing, it was such a beautiful area uh-huh. and such wonderful people. And we had the programs we did when I first started down here. There was a 4-H agent here too, but he left within a month or two after I came here. The budget cuts necessitated his being cut out, so they're just a home agent myself. And so we did the 4-H club program, did agriculture, forestry, marine science, community resource development, and I think I mentioned forestry. We did all those things until eventually we started getting area agents in forestry, marine science. And eventually in horticulture, but that was after I retired. Mm-hmm. But I had an opportunity to work with all of those groups, and it was a very difficult job balancing. In other words, giving them all the time they deserved, rather than going all one area, doing all 4-H and stuff like that. But to balance it was very difficult. And from all the feedback I've heard, apparently I did the job okay. Mm-hmm. So. But I enjoyed the 4-H club work, and I enjoyed working with the farm people and forestry people. All kinds of things like that were just exciting.
Could you talk about some of the specific programs you worked on? For example, in agriculture, the lilies?
I worked with the lily industry, yes. I was not a lily expert by any stretch of the imagination, but I worked with the growers in their organization, many other things that worked with the growers on. There were only about maybe 20 growers when I first came here, and I don't think it was my fault, but there's only 9 of them left.
Yeah.
But they kept selling out, or guys buying up other lily operations, and so it was a very good group to work with, very well organized, and it's a multi-million dollar industry in Curry County. The other major horticultural industry was cranberries, and that was in the north end of Curry. The lilies were in the south end of Curry, and also in Del Norte County.
So in California.
So I worked with both California and Oregon lily growers, because some of them had land both sides of the line. So mm-hmm. rather than divide it and saying, hey, you do this down in California, I'll do here, I worked with both sides of the line, mm-hmm. along with John Lenz, who was a Humboldt agent and was a man who worked with lily growers on both sides as well. So we worked very well together with California. Mm-hmm. And then in northern Curry, the cranberry industry, Art Poole was an expert in cranberries from Coos County. That's where the major portion of the cranberries were grown, but they were growing rapidly here in Curry County. And so rather than both of us becoming tooled up on cranberries, Art took care of the cranberries in northern Curry as well. Mm-hmm. I did a very little bit of work with them, but Art did the technical work with the cranberry growers.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's where it stood on that.
Okay.
And then I worked with the livestock producers, the Livestock Association, forestry groups.
Okay, for the livestock, what animals?
Primarily beef and sheep. We had about 25,000 head of sheep at the time when I came here, breeding ewes. Now there's about 5,000 because of a number of things, markets as well as predation mm-hmm. by bear, cougar, coyote, bobcat, mm-hmm. and things like that. So most of the sheep growers have now gone into beef. A little easier to keep the predators away from beef, but mm-hmm. They still do get calves occasionally.
Mm-hmm.
And we had workshops for the beef producers and for the sheep producers with the videos, slides, specialists coming in, just all kinds of activities.
Mm-hmm.
And as I say, I worked very closely with the Livestock Association. It was another great bunch of people.
Mm-hmm.
But I could tell a lot of stories about them. But
yeah. Was there much dairying around here?
There were two dairies. Let's see, there were about five dairies when I came here, and there's two left. But again, Leon Cannon from Coos County was a dairy specialist, and so he took care of the two dairies that were left in the county, mm-hmm. whatever work was done with them. Mm-hmm. And I also worked very closely with Leon Cannon, another great guy on crops. We did a lot of experimental work on fertilization on hillland pastures in northern Curry County. It was equidistant to both of us, and so we'd get together and work together on mm-hmm. some of these projects. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we did work together with the neighboring counties. Okay. Did not work very much with the Josephine County, which is behind the mountains,
yeah.
but on the coast here, it's a little easier getting back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay, then you mentioned forestry.
Right.
What kind of programs did you work with in forestry?
Well, we had a couple of forest demonstration plots, one in the south end and one in the north end of the county. We kept measurements on trees and harvesting techniques, or the harvesting values of thinning, for example. We had school forest conservation tours to them every year for sixth graders. Worked individually with farmers on some of their forestry programs until we got the forestry specialist in Coos County. And then they took over that responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
But when I first started, I did that. And the same was true with marine science. Put on adult education programs in navigation, celestial navigation, seamanship, things like that, bringing in experts, either from OSU or local fishermen that were well-trained to give some training on proper methods of fishing and ways to save money by doing fishing properly.
Mm-hmm.
And then again, we got a marine agent in Del Norte County and one in Coos County that took over that responsibility.
Okay.
When we first came here, I had those responsibilities as well.
Okay.
And then community resource development had a lot of things to do with that, and that was wide open. One was a tourist hospitality program. One of our local motel owners came in when I first came down here and said, Walt, we've got a problem with tourism here. We've got great potential, but a lot of our employees don't know how to handle tourists when they come in, and they drive them off someplace. And so we got a committee together in Gold Beach, the Central Curry Tourist Hospitality Committee, made of bankers and pharmacists and charter boat operators, guides, motel owners, you name it, service station owners, and developed a program to train the employers first, about how important it was to keep people here a little bit longer. One more day here meant this much more money for our community economy.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that we said, now we'd like to train your employees. Are you willing to send your employees on company time to come to these meetings? You bet. So we had over 100 employees come to the first couple meetings. And we had people here from the State Tourist Information Office. We had a recreation specialist from OSU came in. We had a lot of local pillars put together a slide series on things to do in the area to keep people here a little bit longer. And we presented that program and got good results. As a result, we started another committee in Brookings and one in Port Orford. And we were even invited to Bandon to help them, and then to Florence to help them with tourist hospitality. So our first committee, the Central Curry, went to Florence and put on a program up there to get their program started.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were also invited to the Oregon Coast Looks Ahead Conference to give a similar program there. So tourism was a very important thing, and the value of tourism went up from $16 million to $22 million in a very short time.
Mm-hmm.
So it paid off.
Mm-hmm.
And we also hired a couple of young ladies in each of the three towns, called them hospitality hostesses. And they had a little green van they drove around and were actually roaming tourist hospitality people and stopped to see people that were looking around to see what to do and gave them all kinds of information.
Mm-hmm.
And brochures and stuff. Another one was a flop, I thought. It worked out beautifully to start with, but in 71, every county in Oregon was ordered to get a land use planning program.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you didn't do it by 1975 or 76, the state would do it for you. And so we organized committees in five of the communities, 10 members per committee, in Agnes, Langlois, Port Orford, Gold Beach, and Brookings, to develop land use plan, zoning as well as the ordinance and stuff. And we got it done, and one of the guys who was the field officer for the LCDC, you familiar with LCDC?
Oh.
Land Conservation Development Corporation? anyway, it was a state agency.
Commission,
yeah. And one of their guys said, that's the best program we've ever seen in Oregon. The state rejected it. They put their own, shoved the other, their own down our throat.
Mm-hmm.
So it was 3 years almost wasted.
Mm-hmm.
But in the meantime, we had organized a county planning commission, and I was assigned the educational director of that, so I did a lot of educational programs.
Mm-hmm.
But that was, and then the adult education programs that we talked about, and I got a bunch of stuff in the papers I gave you about the adult education before Southern Oregon Community College came mm-hmm. into the area.
Mm-hmm.
We were doing a lot of adult education programs at a very reasonable cost with outside as well as local people sharing their knowledge
mm-hmm.
with the participants.
Okay.
And those went over very, very well. And then when Southwestern Oregon Community College came in, we turned it over to them and said, you take it. It's your job now.
Well, what kinds of courses were you teaching?
Well, we had, the first one was geology of Curry County. And we had Dr. Elmo Stevenson, who was the president of Southern Oregon College, came over several nights, gave some lectures on the geology of this area, and then field trips to actually go out and see some of the things we were talking about. We had basic seamanship, farriership, horseshoeing, had a class in horseshoeing, a lot of people on to shoe their own horses, the flowers of Curry County, birds of Curry, shrubs and trees, oh gosh, there's a whole bunch of things we did,
mm-hmm.
Edible plants. I think they're all listed in that thing that I gave you, mm-hmm. so you can find most of them there.
Okay.
But that was, I think that was a important thing at the time because there was nothing available that way before.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, another one we did was the history of Curry County. And we had a local gal who was quite a historian come in and do that. And as a result, we got the Curry Historical Society organized. And now it's a going concern. The museum is right across from the fairgrounds. You might have seen it down
mm-hmm.
there. So it's got a real going outfit now.
Okay, let's take a break. This is the end of part two.
Okay.